こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。先週お知らせした通り、バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式ストアが再開しているので、ぜひそちらもチェックしてみてください。1個目、タコの足は人間と違って脳からほぼ独立した状態で自ら動いていることが分かっていますが、足についている吸盤が分子レベルでどんな働きをしているのか、これまであまり知られていませんでした。セルに掲載されたハーバード大学の研究で、吸盤の上皮部分の細胞に非水溶性の分子を探知できる化学触覚受容体があることが分かりました。これは触っているものが何かを判断するセンサーとして働いており、例えば岩とカニをそれぞれ触った時に、触れた時の感触だけでなく表面の化学物質を味わうことで足が違いを判断できるようになっています。また触ったものによって細胞と神経システムに送る信号も変化していました。
Well, it has been known that the legs of an octopus, unlike human legs, work legs.We don't call them legs, huh? Tentacles.
Tentacles.
Okay, what? Sorry. Well, it's been known that the tentacles of an octopus, unlike human legs, work fairly independently from its brain. The suction cups on each leg have not been well understood until now. According to a study published in Cell by researchers at Harvard University, the outer layer of cells that make up each suction cup operate as chemotactile receptors,which can detect molecules which do not dissolve well in water. The suction cups are able to judge the difference between objects like a rock or a crab, not only by tactile feel, but also by tasting the chemical makeup of its surface. The researchers observed that depending on the surface it touched, different signals were sent to the cell and nervous systems.
So, タコってすごい不思議な生き物だよね。
<Yeah.
S 1> ニューロンの3分の2が足にあるので、だから足が切断されちゃっても掴んだり何を触ってるかっていうのを理解できるっていう、だから人間は中央集権型というか脳に全部送って脳が判断してるけど、タコの場合はもう足が自立してるから足がやってることを必ずしも脳が把握しているわけではないみたいな。で、まあ、それがそうで、まあ、他の動物と大幅に違うところなんだけど、もしかしたら、これはタコだけじゃなくてイカにもこういう受容体があるかもしれないっていうことで、今後要注目みたいな。で、今回は、水溶性の物質と非水溶性のもので実験していて、水溶性だと、まあ、塩、砂糖、アミノ酸とか、で非水溶性はそれこそ、まあ、餌となるものの表面とか、まあ、岩とかだけど、他にも自然界にある分子ってもう当然大量にあるから、それをもっと実験するのが必要ですねっていうのは書いてあった。すごい不思議だよね。だから、まあ、味わうっていう表現しかできないから、タコにとってどういう感じなのかは誰にもわからないんだけど、
It might be similar. I mean, it would be hard to describe taste to someone that has no taste buds, right?
そうそう。
It's like this, you know, it's like
you know, じゃねえよって言われちゃう。
You know, you can't really describe it. How would you describe it to someone that has never had taste buds before?
そう、だからタコも多分それを人間に説明できないから、なかなか理解できないんだけど、ただこう、だから見たり頭で理解しなくても、まあ足が、まあ8本もあるから、それがそれぞれこう。勝手にって言うとあれだけど半分自動で動いてるみたいな。だから多分、カニと、まあ、この研究は自負みたいなのがついてて、 まあ、カニをこう絡め取ってる様子とかが見れるんだけど、だから足がカニに触れた瞬間に、あ、もうカニだって足が分かるわけだよね。そのタコの脳にそれを。
Like, how do you know by watching the video?
あ、ビデオを見てるとね、だから、まあ、その神経レベルでどうなってるかを見て取ることは不可能なんだけど、まあ、だから触った瞬間にもうこうやってぐるぐるってカニが逃げられないように絡んでるわけよね。
Mm. And it's not looking with its eyes when it does this.
そうそうそう、その実験の時はなんて言えばいいんだろう、水槽が2つくっつけてあって、そのタコの足1本だけがカニのいる水槽に入ってる状態。だから他の足とか、
they didn't blindfold the octopus or anything.
Blindfold はしてないけど、多分何他のセンス、なんかこう、まあ、目とか鼻が、鼻はないのかな、わかんないけど、ただまあ足だけで判断させるみたいな、そうす、それでもできてますよっていう。いや不思議なんだよね、タコって本当にこう見た目もエイリアンみたいだし、この間さ、うちの息子が今2歳ちょっとで、こう人間っていろんなものを食べるんだよ、いろんな動物を食べるんだよっていうことを私が説明してたのね、まあ、私結構その2歳じゃまだ分かんないだろうっていうことをなんか言ってればいつか分かるかなと思って、結構難しいことを説明するのも好きなんだけど、まあ、とにかくそういう話をしてて、こう牛も食べるでしょ、鳥も食べるでしょみたいな、でウサギ食べる人もいるし、フランスとかだとカエルも食べるんだよみたいな、で息子もふんふんふんみたいな、ふんみたいな感じで聞いてたんだけど、あのタコもね食べるんだよって言った瞬間に、そこだけなぜかタコみたいな、なんかタコ食べるのみたいな、そこだけすごい衝撃受けてて。
So he hasn't had タコ。
タコね、多分んちっちゃいかけらぐらい、あのお好み焼きに入ってるかけらぐらいは食べたことあると思うんだけど、まあそのなんていうの、水族館でタコ見たことあるからさ、多分彼の頭の中では。
He hasn't had, like, タコ焼き。 Japanese people eat so many tacos。
そう、でも2歳だからさ、歯がそんなにまだ奥歯がちゃんとしてないから、あんまりこう大きいタコの塊とかは食べれないからさ、
うん、
だからこうふわふわしたものを食べるっていうのはもう分かってるからさ、鶏とか、そこはそんなにびっくりしないけど、タコはやっぱ引っかかるかと思って。でも自分も、いや、
タコはさ is like really small and
タコワサなんて子供食べれるわけない。火通ってないし、わさびだし、何一番食べれないやつじゃん。でもあれとかね、普通に結構海外の人、海外というか欧米、欧州の人はあんまりびっくりしない。あ、まあ生はさすがにちょっとびっくりする人もいるかな。そもそもタコをあんまり食べたくないって人もいるもんね。
They eat a lot in Hawaii.
あ、いや、そうね。
Like, my friends in Hawaii are just dragging octopus corpses out of the ocean, one after another. They line up like eight
one after
dead.
Another.
Seriously, they kill one, they lay it on the beach, they go back in, they kill another one, they come out, they lay it on the beach. They have like eight octopus. Octopuses? Octopi? I think it's octopuses.
Eh? 嘘?
Because I said octopi...And someone corrected me, and it's like, yeah, you know, you can say cacti and not cactuses, but.
あ、本当だ。 octopuses ってなってる。
Isn't that weird? Because I thought it was octopi for several years of my life.
うん。でもネットでみんなが聞いてるってことは。あ、でも some dictionaries also list octopi as a possibility って書いてるね。
A possibility? Or like urban dictionary?
Many people don't like octopi and you will rarely see it in edited works, but it does occasionally appear. So I guess it's not incorrect technically.
Usually when youThe vibe that the word octopuses has is, it sounds like you're talking about species of octopuses. You know, like fishes is like types of fish.
Yeah, you don't really talk about specific このタコみたいな。
Right. So, well,
right? Unless you have it as a pet.
What it means is that there's no distinction between talking about species, different species, by saying octopuses, and literally just talking about two or three octopuses.
Yeah.
You know.
めんどくさいね、英語。今
更ながら。There are weird exceptions.
そうだね。
They can communicate with their skin too, right?
そうだから不思議なんだよね。で、この最後にマシレット言った、この触ったものによって信号も変化していますっていうのも、なんて言うんだろうね。だから、触って、あ、これカニだって足で判断した後に、その、何だったら脳までお知らせして、何だったらもう足だけで処理するとかさ、これは脳に言わなくていいやみたいなこともあるのかとか、なんていうのとか足同士でコミュニケーションしてるけど、脳はそこにインボルブされてないとか、なんか不思議だよね。
You think there's any learning in human limbs? Like a guitarist or something. Is there some sort of... I don't even know.
Because
they're feeling so many... There are a lot of jobs where people are doing something that kind of seems impossible.
You know? でも人間はそれ全部脳を介しちゃってるでしょ?だから
別に何だろう? We assume so, yeah.
だから指が脳から独立して勝手に動いてるみたいなことはないわけじゃん。
They say there's like, I don't know, neurons in your stomach or something. They've said weird. There's been some weird research. That could totally be nonsense, but... But it's... I guess the idea is that the octopus has all these limbs and they're scanning, right? And then if one of them scans and detects something that's worth letting the brain know about, then it'll send it, right?
なのか、そこは分かんない。その判断基準というかさ、何だったらお知らせして何だったらスルーするのかはよく分かんないけど。
I want to know more about their skin communication.
Yeah. だこういう何タコとかイカとかそういうそういうのなんていう軟体動物じゃないもんね。何頭なんか頭なんていうんだっけそういうのなんとか頭動物みたいな。なんかそれに詳しい人あでも軟体動物でいいのかな。
Cephala, encephalopods or something?
頭足類だ。頭。そう、なんかそれに詳しい人誰かいないかな、バイリンガルの人。
I think they're one of the most alien looking creatures.
そうそうそう。そう、イカとかもさ、足がこう、キラキラ、何?クリスマスのライトみたいになってるやつとかいるじゃん?ピカピカピカピカピカみたいな。
Yeah, they're
あれとか何なの?そうそうそう。あれとか何なのって感じだしね。それをよく食べるなとも思うけどね。こんな不思議なやつ。まあそう、面白いよね。次。先週、ジャーナル・ドゥ・ドゥ・モンシュの取材に対し、Facebook のバイスプレゼント、ニック・クレッグ氏が、今回の米大統領選挙に関連し、誤情報を拡散しているとして警告ラベルをつけた投稿が1億5000万件に上ることを明らかにしました。また選挙妨害行為として Facebook と Instagram で削除された投稿は12万件、承認プロセスを満たせずに却下された広告が220万件あったことも分かりました。
Last week in an article from Journal du Dimanche,Facebook VP Facebook VP Nick Clegg indicated that Facebook had put misinformation warning labels on some 150 million posts and removed another 120,000 posts for attempting to obstruct voting. Facebook also rejected some 2.2 million posts for failing to complete an authorization process.
So, 1億5000万件すごくない?
How many people are on Facebook?
わかんない。
Is it over a billion?
I guess.
Must be, right? It must be in the billions.
この同じ取材で、Facebook はセキュリティ対策で3万5千人を雇用していて、この選挙関連の対策もそれに含まれると。で、70個のメディアと連携して事実確認をしていますっていう。で、それプラス人工知能を使って自動で多分クロールして、あ、これはダメだなっていうやつは削除するなりなんなりしてるから、まあ、人がレポートする前にキャッチすることもできますみたいなことは言ってたんだけどね。
It's crazy.
まあ前回2016年のケンブリッジアナリティカ騒動の時に、まあ、Facebook から黒人の人350万人を特定して選挙に行かないように仕向けようっていうキャンペーンがあったっていうのが明らかになったので、まあ、それを受けて Facebook はその投票に行かないことを促す内容の広告は基本的に単純にもう全部禁止っていうふうにしたんだよね。なのでまあ今回もそれは生きているわけなんだけど、
I probably said things that would be banned under that rule.
あ、そうね、まあ日本の選挙の話だけどね、マイケルが言ってたの。で、まあただ最近だよね、多分これ先々週ぐらいかな、あの Facebook でこの人工知能のチェック検知を逃れる方法っていうのが、まあ、いろんなメディアで記事になっていて、そのミームとかも背景の色とかフォントを変えるだけで、まあ、ディテクション逃れられちゃいますよみたいな、
うん、
だからあの、まあ、削除されるような投稿を何回も何回もサスペンドされずにできちゃってるアカウントっていうのもあって、まあ、それに関する調査っていうのをやってたんだよね。で、当然両陣営同じようなことをやっていて、ただその常習犯的にその、まあ、いろんなその AI の探知を逃れてミームを作り変えたりとかやってるのは10投稿中8投稿は右派の方でしたみたいなのが書いてあったけどね、
うん、
まあ、ただそのいたちごっこというか、だから今回1億5000万件警告ラベルをつけましたって言ってるけど、それ以外に漏れてるやつっていうのはあるわけで、それも入れると一体どれぐらいあるのかっていうともう分かんないよね、これは。
Do you trust Facebook with this misinformation labeling? And do you think that it could be abused in a way that could affect the election?
まあなんか Facebook とか Twitter、 まあ I don't know、 てかそんなにやってたから、まあだ Facebook で警告ラベルがついてるのを個人的にあんまり見かけたことがないというかさ、多分そういうの拡散してる知り合いがあんまりない
So, conservatives say that their ideas are often censored by big tech, you know, these large social media companies. And they claim that they are disproportionately censored and, you know, there's a broad consensus among conservatives that that is the case. And that has, you know...been the impetus to call all these hearings with, you know, Pichai and Dorsey and Zuckerberg to testify. Did you see the most recent testimonies?
Mm-mm.
And so they asked Dorsey, like, do you believe Twitter has the power to influence elections? And he's just like, no. And it's just like, bro...We can't. This is just, you know, stonewalling sort of.
As a company, ってことでしょ? As a company, ってことでしょ?
Well, you can interpret it how, you know, this is, it gets into these word games, like semantics, but we know what the question is, right?
Right.
Obviously, Twitter.
Yes, って言えないよね。
Twitter is, you know, it gets back into the platform or publisher thing. And if you're deciding what's true, you know, if Facebook, if Mark Zuckerberg gets to be an authority of what's true, in other words, he is an epistemological authority in human society on this planet. It's a tremendous authority to be doing those things. I think people agree that 1984 is not a good situation. You don't want Big Brother monitoring you and deciding what you can say to your friends.
Right.
Things like that. But we actually have a full 1984, digital 1984, in social media, where now they're monitoring messages, DMs, messages that are sent between users are now being censored. And we have a level of control, epistemological control on social media that I think is ridiculous compared to any standard that human beings would have had decades before we all got sucked into this whole the modern age with right. all the social media and everything. No, you don't scan my DMs. Don't tell me what I can see. Stop telling me what's true or not true. That just be a platform. Holy smokes. But people have sort of just kind of accepted this more and more, and we are headed towards, you know, if Zuckerberg was leading, we're creating like a China in Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, that's right. それもそうだし、ただその一方で何もしてなかった、何もしてないですごい叩かれるわけじゃん、企業として。だからこう、
Just say your platform.
何をどうしてももう終わりみたいな。
No, it should be like,
だから本当は多
分 more like Google, right? It's just a platform. Google's not responsible for everything that appears in Google searches.
Right. Google っていうか多分もうちょっと2チャンネルみたいな感じでもう開き直って自分には関係ありませんっていうふうに言えればいいんだけど、多分まだ広告はね、別の話だよね。
So if you're on Facebook, a lot of people on Facebook just want to share something, an idea with their own friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just don't use Facebook.
Okay, well,
just don't use itその問題、だから just don't use it って言えばいいんだけど、ただ問題はそのいつも言っているけど、コンペティションがないということじゃん。
Yeah, it's a monopoly. It's a total monopoly, and people, you know.
そう、でもそれ自体は Facebook のせいっていうよりかは、regulation が追いついてないっていうか、今の状況に誰も追いついてない、こうなるっていうことが予測できなかったからこうなってるわけなので。じゃあどうするって感じだよね。
Mark Zuckerberg doesn't get to decide what's true. That's what we should do. Obviously. And if you want to share a piece of information with your friends, you should be free to use technology such as the internet to do so. And we don't need to have this creeping.
But
you know.
So you're talking about a new regulation where these platformers cannot censor anything? I mean, because it's a private company, right? It's a private company.
It is a private company.
But we're treating it as if it's a public service.
Well, don't forget that it's also a monopoly. So we shouldn't regulate monopolies? What the hell does being a private company have to do with it?
だからそのモノポリっていう部分をレギュレーションでどうにかするっていうのとはまた別の話じゃん、それって。でしょ?
It's not.It's not, what does it matter if it's a separate conversation? It's the same problem that this is happening because of network effects within a monopoly, where now they seem to have, you know, epistemological control. And then, you know, they're telling people what they can say to their friends and essentially what's true. And it's not as complicated as, well, you know, they're a corporation and corporations have a right to, you know, operate their service this way. A lot of those things, we don't know if they apply this year with a monopoly where, like Facebook, that's so ubiquitous, right? I mean, is that yeah, how we're going to do it? Are we going to allow monopolies to control how people communicate and just...
Yeah, so the question is more like, what is the government doing?
I'm talking about consumer protections just like the people that are advocating for censorship are talking about consumer protections. It's the same interest we want to have a good outcome for consumers.
Right.
The problem is who decides what the truth is. That's the problem. And I would prefer that people get to have conversations, organic ones, and determine that for themselves rather than having a big tech authority or a big tech authority in some, you know, oligopoly thing with, you know, some media outlets that they've aligned themselves with. I just think it's very dangerous in principle. Whether or not you agree with Facebook's censorship, you know, lean, and its partisanship.
まあ、しかもなんだろう。前回のことがあるわけだから、今回もこうなるって分かってるわけじゃん。分かってるけど、そのまま突き進んでるというさ。
Well, there...In the recent testimonies of Dorsey, Zuckerberg, and Pichai, they did have proposals in terms of what could be done to improve the situation. And one of the issues is there isn't enough transparency regarding this.Review process, how they determine whether something is true or not, or should be labeled or not, or suppressed. They do, you know, there are a lot of different options that, a lot of different actions that these companies take to control the spread, manipulate essentially the spread of information, manipulate the spread of memes. The true free marketOf ideas should be, you know, ideas compete on their merit, and people, the public, decides, weighs it in an open space, weighs ideas directly against each other. And, you know, the truth should prevail because of reason. I mean, that's the core faith of our...entire species, essentially, is that there is a way to have conversations and determine the truth.
まあ、理想の世界ではそうなんだろうけど、だから自分がザッカーバーグだったらもう閉じてると思う、Facebook。もうやめると思う。だってだどうしようもないじゃん。
He already did that. He's working full-time on Oculus now. He doesn't care about Facebook.
He's off in VR. もうなんか、だって解決策がないもん、これ。別に、なんて言うんだろう。だから2ちゃんその道は多分2つあって本当に2チャンネルみたいにもう知りません。その投稿されるものに関してはもう触らない。ここが単純にプラットフォームであって、それはもう発言する個人個人の責任だからって言い切って、反ワクチンがめちゃくちゃ台頭しようが、フラットアーサーがどんどんどんどん広がってめちゃくちゃみんなに浸透しようが、選挙が大変なことになろうが、もう全然自分は関係ありませんって言って、もうそこは割り切るのか、それをどうにかしなくちゃっていう、その2つしか選択肢がなくて、その後者を取ったわけだよね。で、そうするとその道を選んだ時点で自分が検閲する人になっちゃうわけだから、なんだろう、何をどうしても。で、特にコンスピラシーティオリーなんてさ、最初はなんだろう、いやそんなわけないって思う、もうみんなが思ってたようなやつも何年かして政府が何かを公開して本当でしたとかあるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
だけどそういう時にその Facebook はそれを分かんないわけだから、もしかしたら false information としてフラッグしてるかもしれないし、
mm-hmm.
完全に正しくあるっていうのは不可能だから、もうなんていうの、やりようがないじゃん。だったらもう自分だったらやめるね、もう。Facebook っていうサービスをもうやめる。
Well, it's just part of the internet.
だって答えがないもん。
Well, a lot... This idea that people are just going to go off and everyone's going to become a flat earther, you know, in 10 minutes if you just let the, you know, the reins go, I think is not true. What has happened is it's an ad-based platform. Get the ads off of it. And that'll make an enormous difference. Because right now, it's based on time spent on the platform. They're trying to get you addicted and spend more and more time on the platform.
As I said earlier, ads are a total different story, right? That's something that you can easily control. So, この間ちょうど Facebook がその反ワクチンの広告は禁止にするっていう。
That's not what I'm talking about. You can't run ads about cars on Facebook. You can't run ads about cell phone stands on Facebook. You can't run ads for anything on a social media network without setting the incentives to drive higher user engagement, more sharing, and that is going to polarize everything because the things that get the most engagement because of the way their algorithms are set up are going to be flat earth videos, anti-vax videos, or whatever, you know, cell phone towers causing 5G in your brain. And any of those things could be true. I'm not going to say that they're not. I don't think they're true, but...
So you're saying that Facebook should look for some other ways to monetize it?
Yeah. Just go to a subscription model of 50 cents, anything. Anything other than it depending on eyeballs. If the business model is dependent on eyeballs for advertising, then you're going to have bad incentives. And those incentives will be baked into the algorithm. And then it's going to drive people to believe absurd things. The algorithm is skewing human behavior. It's not representing human behavior. It's skewing human behavior in order to get more viewership of the ads. So that needs to be removed. Otherwise, it's not going to be good for human society, our epistemology, our health, our relationship with technology.
I think they can just shut it down. I don't know how they do it with so much pressure like this with elections and stuff. I mean, if I were the executives there, I'd be like, you know, fuck this. Like, well,
they can't do that. They'll just find someone else. Anyone who doesn't serve the system will be removed. That's literally how the company is working. Mark Zuckerberg right now could stand up and say, this is all morally wrong. I resign. And it would make no difference whatsoever. And they have an obligation to their investors, the board, all this stuff. Anyone's replaceable in these corporations. And the reason why the ads are what's going to set the incentives via the algorithms is because of the way the whole financial system works. So it's hard to, you know, say like Zuckerberg is evil or so-and-so is evil. You know, it's fairly stuck. But, you know, they've made suggestions that they could make these algorithms public. I think this should all be, I don't know, open source or something. And we should have something closer to a protocol than what we have right now, which is something that half the population perceives as being unfair and partisan, which is just not sustainable fundamentally. We want people to be happy on these platforms, not just use them, right? And they're not measuring how happy you are on the platform, just that you're on it, right? You still haven't watched Social Dilemma, have you?
No. でもそれってさ、国とかも全部一緒だもんね。別に no one cares if you're happy or not. And that's the problem.
Well, like, the problem is being unhappy is a plus for Facebook. They actually make more money if you're unhappy. Do you know what I mean?
Any company. Any company that sells stuff, you know.
That's not true. Companies that sell stuff make money if you're happy, not if you're unhappy. Otherwise, you wouldn't give them...
Why do you think with advertisement, with marketing and stuff. You know, they try to drive fear because that sells more stuff. Like, hey, you're fat. Hey, you're ugly. you know, unless you use this or you buy this and that.
Right. But you're not, but when you actually give them your money, then you feel happier, right?
Right. But in order to do that, they tried to make you
feel inadequate,
like bring you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like, my watch isn't as cool as that watch. What the hell?
Yeah, so I don't really know if that means they're trying to make you happy. I don't think that's the case.
I think most
someone's saying, like,
are
you
trying
are...
to make people happy. I think so. Because it's in their best interest.
It depends, I guess.
Like, you love, what is it? Zoujirushi. Like, oh my God. Oh my God, Zoujirushi.
That's the shit.
Oh,
Zoujirushi no Kashitsuki is the shit.
Kashitsuki, mecha ii. You can't get anything else. You can't. Trust
As
me
I
on
said,
this
it depends
This is
on
the
this
one
stuff.
Thing.
It depends on the stuff. Well, it's the marketing that's evil. I've been there. It's so... I mean, you need marketing because you know it's not going to sell. You know, you need marketing for shit that people don't want.
So we have...
And that's something people don't realize.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just don't want to live in digital 1984. I'll have to move to the forest entirely to avoid letting my brain get infected by all the nonsense online.
Well, you're going to have to leave your phone if you move to the forest. If you take your phone with you, then...
No, I'll have the Starlink. I'm fine.
Unabomber みたいになっちゃう。
Who should... How do we figure out what's true, though? Like, personally, how do you figure out what's true? Every single person has a responsibility for this. You have a personal responsibility to be diligent in figuring out what the hell is true. You don't want to be walking around with a head full of mush.
Yeah, no. There's no objective truth.
There is, though.
Oh, no, subjective. Wait, no, objective. Reality.
There is. There's empirical reality. Can we agree on 1 + 1 = 2? Or are we so postmodern that we're like, well, depends what plus means. You know, if you flip plus upside down.
What's the definition of one?
Yeah. So you can go to sort of this, you know, post-truth, fully relativistic, you know, I feel this way and therefore it's valid. Or I believe this and therefore it's valid. Because I believe it, it is therefore valid. It's
yeah,
sort of a reversal of reasonable
yeah, but
thought.
I feel like the current situation is the, なんて言うんだろうね、揺り戻しっていうか、その反ワクチンとかもそうだけど、じゃあ、なんだろう、あ、ワクチンっていうものができました、素晴らしいですね、素晴らしいですね、みんなもう分かってますよっていうところから、でも例えば副反応があって苦しんだ人とかがいて、
うん、
やめた方がいいよみたいになった時に、え、バカじゃねえのみたいな、こうそういう時代が長かったわけじゃん。すごいこうバカにして、お医者さんとかもやっぱりすごい態度が大きいっていうか偉そうな人も多かったし、
うん、
とにかくこう患者の話も聞かず、いや俺らが言ってること聞いときゃいいんだよみたいな、
うん、
でそれ医者が間違ってる時もあって、しかもだけどそれも裁判とかになると困るから認めないで隠蔽したりとか、まあ、そういうのがいろいろ積み重なってみんなの信用がなくなっちゃった時に、それがこう逆に揺り戻しみたいな感じで、なんだろう、医者のことなんて絶対信用できない、何か裏があるに違いない、金儲けしようとしてるに違いない、ワクチンなんか打たない方がいいみたいな風に逆に増大してしまったわけじゃん。だそれに対して今までと同じようにバカじゃねえのって押さえつけても、また同じことになるだけっていうか、っていうのが今じゃん。あ、だからそうやって押さえつけたりバカにするんじゃなくて、その人がなんでその背景でそういうふうに思ってるのか、ちゃんと対話しないといけないねっていう流れになっているけど、
うん、
そこで使ってるツールが Facebook とか Twitter とか、その文字数も限られてるし、間違えたことが一瞬で何万人にも拡散されちゃうとか、その全然見知らぬ人からちょっとなんか言っただけで何万人からもバッシングされて晒し上げられるみたいなとか、なんかこう コミュニケーション、人間のコミュニケーションの方法としてすごく高度なスキルが求められる。しかもそれが今までだったら芸能人とかだけがやればよかったものを、まあ、普通の人がみんなやらなきゃいけなくなっちゃったっていう。
マイクロセレブリタイゼーション。
そうだからすごいケアスになるのは当たり前というか、うまくいく、そんなすんなりうまくいくわけはないよね。
What do you think you can post on Facebook right now? Can you say like vaccines work most of the time? Or will you'll get banned? You'll be censored? Vaccines work like almost all the time, usually. And then you'll get censored. Vaccines work 100% of the time. Will you get censored? Because that's bullshit too. Right?
Yeah.
So you have to say like vaccines work. Hold on, let me get the exact number. 99.9976325. You know, like... what's true?
Yeah.
Vaccines always work. They never, ever, ever have any negative side effects. That's bullshit too.
Yeah.
But it's enforced only in one direction, no. right? No one's really worried about the person that's like, vaccines always work. No one's getting banned for that, you know, or censored for saying that.
だからそもそもその問題の根本をどうにかだからしないと、その権威主義じゃないけど、そういうのが横行しすぎたせいだと私は思ってるけどね。未だにやっぱりツイッターとかでもこうすごいものの言い方みたいなこうお医者さんたちの集団もいるし、そこでこうなんか内輪で盛り上がって、こう副反応で苦しんだ人をバカにするようなことを言ったりと か, だかそれが結果的に誰の助けにもなってないから。
Can you try making a true statement about vaccines?
Technically みたいな
just say one thing about vaccines that's totally true and wouldn't get banned by Mark Zuckerberg.Just one statement about
vaccines. Well, Facebook 別にプロ vaccine のこと言ってもバンされないでしょ、だって。
Well, I'm going to be Mark Zuckerberg for a second. And I'm going to enforce it in both directions. So if you say something that's not true, you'll get banned. So make a statement about vaccines.
Vaccines often work. That's totally true, right?
But that seems to imply
that if you're vague enough.
But that
right?
seems to imply
Anything
that they
true.
Don't work quite often. As often is not strong enough. You got to be up in the 99 percentile. Because often sounds like you'd be banned by the regular Mark Zuckerberg, not even the me version.
だからやっぱ小泉進次郎みたいに喋んなきゃいけなくなるんだよ。そうすると、vaccines are effective when it is effective.
Yeah, like, okay. the tautology. The tautologies are safe.
だからそうなると、それこそ本当に Facebook とか Twitter で、みんなが小泉進次郎みたいに喋らなきゃいけなくなるというか、その本質をついたところが話せないから、みんなふんわりと何の意味もないことを言うみたいな場面になるよね。
Yeah. Yeah, so here's the version that's enforced in both directions.
Yeah. あ、そう、まあそうね、まあそういうとすごい
Like no one's letting him slide.
そうね、yeah.Somehow it feels like we're giving him a lot of credit for it.
It sounds like that.
But no. That's not the case for him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So, 小泉進次郎さんはね、そういうわけじゃないから、多分。
You don't have to わざわざ take away, like, any positive vibe you might have had. Just in case that sounded positive. Let me just say.
いや、ただただ。好きじゃないっていうだけで。でもね、そうね。いやだね、これは。いやだからよくね、みんな働いてるよね、Facebook で。
Ah, the people that have to look at all the weird stuff people try to upload.
Yeah, or I mean, just in general for そのrationaleというかさ、まあみんなこう。なんていうの、モチベーションが必要なわけじゃん。まあ、そのハクさんとかも言ってたけど、こうどうしてこうなった問題というかさ、そのIT でこう何か夢というか、こうみんなにあの、まあ、表現の自由を与えよう、みんなに発言のアクセスを与えようとか、 もうとにかく何かそういうモチベーションがあって始めたはずが、いつの間にこんなにこじれてこんなことにみたいな、うん、でそれを抱えながらも中の人っていうのは毎日そこで働いてるわけじゃん、
うん、
だそれもこう辛いだろう。でもう連日さ、こうやってニュースでヘッドラインになるわけだし、何をしようと批判されるわけだから。
I used to have so much prestige. If you worked at Facebook, it's like, damn.
しかもなんていうんだね、もともとそういう崇高な目的を持って始めたっていうふうに、まあ、ザッカーバーグさんもね、インタビューで後付けて言ってるようなやつもあるけど、実際こうさ、女の見た目をレーティングしようぜみたいなところから始まってるわけじゃん。だそこから考えると、こんなふうな期待値を持っていいサービスではないというか、本来。
Well, I think Facebook itself was, you know, had different goals than the hot or not platform. Even though if it, you know, was partly inspired by, you know,
yeah, なんていうの、その始まりがそこ、オリジンストーリーがそこだから、そのなんていうの、
right.
そんな社会的責任を負うっていう覚悟で別に多分始めてないと思うし、こんなことになるってどこまで予測してたのかわからないけど。
He was the first one to make Tinder, basically. And then he was like, you know what? I shouldn't make Tinder. I should make something that's way more family-friendly and way more wholesome and connect students together. And I'll call it Facebook. And it won't just be rating, you know, potential partners.
だからやっぱり人間に文字を書かせるっていうのが難しいんだよね。その Pinterest とか Instagram とかっていうのはさ、やっぱ写真メインだとまた全然違うダイナミックになるわけじゃん。
うん。
とかまあ、ミクシーみたいに日記という体だったらまだいいのかもね。その日記ってこうプライベートなものであってさ、そのこれが私のステートメントですとか、これが私の考えみたいなっていうよりかは、こう皆さん見ていきたかったらどうぞみたいな感じだからさ、もっと平和だったけど。
Did you like Mixi?
Yeah, I liked it back then. I was using it.
One of my friends was either the top or in the top, like one or two people on Mixi at one point. And they had a bunch of sponsorships and were peddling a bunch of, I don't know about peddling, but selling a bunch of stuff. I don't know. They got really popular. I didn't follow Mixi at all. I didn't know what was going on, but.
I didn't even know that people were making money off of it.
I don't know if you were supposed to be doing that or not.
まあちょっと選挙の話この後もあるから今こんなに喋ってる場合じゃないんだよ。
Yeah, get tired.
次
According to evolutionary biologist Nicholas Longrich, humans and Neanderthals engaged in a brutal global war for at least 100,000 years.Around 600,000 years ago, humanity diverged into two species. One group remained in Africa, and the other moved into Asia and then Europe, eventually becoming Homo neanderthalensis. Recent archaeological evidence suggests that Neanderthals were skilled big game hunters who developed weapons such as spears to kill large animals such as ibex, bison, rhinos, and even mammoths. Homo sapiens and Neanderthal...remains often show trauma to the skull, an effective way to kill humans. Additionally, Neanderthal remains often have broken arms, presumably from trying to block attacks, and other trauma indicative of intertribal warfare, which would mostly consist of guerrilla-style raids and ambushes rather than larger battles. Longrich speculates that Homo sapiens likely overcame the Neanderthals using superior ranged weapons,In addition to superior hunting and gathering techniques.
進化生物学者のニコラス・ロングリッチ氏の研究で、人間とネアンデルタール人が少なくとも10万年もの間、世界中で残忍な争いを繰り広げていたことが分かりました。およそ60万年前、人の祖先は2つの種に分かれ、1つのグループはアフリカに残り、もう一方はアジア、そしてヨーロッパへと移動していきました。後者は後に進化してネアンデルタール人になりました。近年発見されている考古学的証拠によってネアンデルタール人はアイベックス、バイソン、サイ、さらにはマンモスなどの大型動物を仕留めるために槍などの武器を開発した熟練した狩人であったことが分かっています。 頭への打撃は人間を殺す効果的な方法であり、ホモサピエンスとネアンデルタール人の骨には頭蓋骨への外傷がよく見られます。さらにネアンデルタール人は腕を骨折した状態で見つかることがよくあり、攻撃に抵抗したことが原因と見られ、他にも部族間の戦闘があったことを示唆する外傷が確認できます。こうした戦いは大規模な戦闘というよりは奇襲による不意の攻撃や待ち伏せによる攻撃が多かったことも分かっています。ロングリッチ氏はホモサピエンスが高い狩猟採集技術に加え優れた遠隔武器を使用してネアンデルタール人に打ち勝った可能性が高いと推測しています。
Yep.
やっぱこれ系の話題すごい好き。なんかもう不思議すぎる。
What have we done? They're all dead.
ね、でも結局だってネアンデルタール人がどうしていなくなっちゃったかって原因ははっきりは分かってないんだもんね。その推測はできるけど。
We killed them.
なんかいろんな説があって。
Pretty sure we killed them. But, yeah.
殺したみたいのもあれば、その、まあ、もともとネアンデルタール人ってそんなに人口の数が多分すごい多かったわけじゃないから、こう荒廃していった結果、吸収合併されちゃったみたいな。説とかもあって、なんかいつもマイケルに一瞬で却下されるけど、なんか調べてみたらこう共存してたっていうか、共存してたんじゃないかって言ってる、そういう説を唱えてる研究者の人もいるんだよね、その一部では。だから自分はそれを、それだったら楽しいなって思ってるけど。
Well, so this guy strongly disagrees, Nicholas Longrich, that they were, there was any chill among Homo sapiens and Neanderthals. But there are many examples of evidence indicative of combat. And it seems to coincide with the arrival of Homo sapiens to areas controlled by Neanderthals. Because they actually left first, and they were in Europe.
Mm.
And they had many advantages in terms of they understood the land. They understood the ecosystems. And leaving a place often acts as a frontier, a genetic filter. Mm. Part of the reason why they changed is because they changed their environment, which would cause, you know, leaving causes death of a lot of people. It's a selective force also. So I think it's somewhat surprising that we won, but we did.
でも本当この10年ぐらいですごい変わってるもんね、分かってることが。私たちが子供の時、だってネアンデルタール人から進化したって教わったよね。
Is that what it was before?
うん。
I guess, yeah.
なんかその、だからネアンデルタール人は人間より劣ってる、こう、なんか猿に近い人間みたいな風に教わった気がするけど、そこからこう、あ、やっぱり違いました、亜種でしたってなって、あ、でも全然種類が違うから、その何、サメとクジラみたいなぐらい違うから交配とかはしてるわけないみたいなところから、あれちょっと待って、でも今の人類にネアンデルタール人の DNA がありましたみたいな、
うん、
でもアフリカから出た人たちが荒廃してるから、アフリカ人にはネアンデルタール人の DNA は入っていませんって言ってたのに、今年だよね、今年の初めに、あ、やっぱりアフリカの人にもネアンデルタール人の DNA 入ってましたってなって、だからこう、
mm.
アジア、ヨーロッパに
or in general
in general so ヨーロッパに移動して荒廃した人たちがアフリカに戻ったケースがあるみたいみたいな。
ああ、that makes sense。
そうそう、だからそこで多分広がったけど、その今 の人類に残るほどってことは、多分だから荒廃した人数が相当いないといけないもんね。だからかなりの数、
うん、
起こっていたっていう。
Well, I have Neanderthal genes、
うん、
more than I guess the average、
Which、right. だから
not enough to、まあ、hurt me。
なんか白人、こう肌が白くて、うん、まあ、red hair とか青い目とか、
うん、
っていうのはネアンデルタール人が多かったっていう。
They actually found that、people with Neanderthal DNA are more susceptible to the pandemic disease.
Oh yeah, flu でしょ、yeah. Influenza とかね。
And also the current pandemic disease.、
Hmm.
So,、yeah, so there's some experts are predicting significantly less fatality among Asians because they have less Neanderthal DNA.、
Hmm.
But...Like, that's a weird connection. Like, what, this has something to do with Neanderthals? Like, what? 、yeah. What?
謎だよね。
So, Neanderthals had larger eyes than modern humans. Big eyes.
Mm.
And, I guess my eyes are slightly larger. they had superior low light vision.So, they think humans, Homo sapiens might have been attacked in the night by these,、mm. by these guys because it was such a, it could have been an advantage for them. They had, we're not totally sure about this, but we think that Neanderthal people had music, cave paintings,
yeah.
They created instruments. They may have had language, although we're not sure. But they、mm. may, it's possible they were talking. They didn't write anything down as far as we can tell. But
なんかさ、喉の構造がみたいな見た。なんか喉の構造がこう、ホモサピエンスと違うから、こう、発話がそんなうまくできてなかったかもみたいな見たけど。Mm.
I wonder what they...
怖いよ、怖かっただろうね。そのなんていうの、今そういうのがないから想像できないけどさ、普通に暮らしてて、こう自分なんかライオンに食べられるとかまだわかるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
っていうの想像しやすいけど、なんか同じ種じゃない人間っていうのを、まあ、当然自分は見たことないから、
mm-hmm.
ちょっと違う、まあ、遠目で見たら、あ、同じ人間だなって感じなんだけどよくよく見るとこう背の感じとか頭の形とか顎の形が違う別の種類の人間がいて、その人たちと戦って殺し合って暮らさないといけないってさ、
yeah.
すごいストレスだっただろうね。
Think of a village of like Joe Rogan's, you know, like that kind of physique.
Yeah,
he's probably got tons of. 本当そうなん
だ。でも本当そうなんだよね。Joe Rogan っぽい多分ああいう感じの。でもマジでなんかあの特徴を全部加味するとああいう感じになりそうな。
They were physically stronger, you know.
Yeah.
If a Neanderthal, you know, grabbed your wrist, you could go for a ride. You know, it just.
Yeah.
they're much stronger. They had a bigger brow up here. Mm. And stronger jaw、
mm.
and height. There wasn't a significant height difference. They were similar in height, but they were much stockier, you know,、mm. so like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, めっちゃ怖いよ。
It's kind of, I mean, I'm sure people had a similar feeling to that even in recent history. With invasions, you know, sort of some barbarians、まあ、invading, you know, whether、
まあね、
it's like Genghis Khan and his crew shows up, you're probably like, holy shit, we need to get out of here, you know?
Yeah. なんて言うんだろう、なんか Your DNA is so different but enough to mate. Like
in
same
some
enough
cases,
to mate.
In some cases. We don't know if it was, you know, as it probably wasn't
compatible.
As successful as you know, Neanderthal with Neanderthal. But
yeah.
There was definitely some intermating.
それがなんだろう? I wonder how that feels like. なんていうんだろう? 今もさ、その、by exchanging saliva or smelling each other, you can kind of, まあ無意識にそれを察知してるわけじゃない? その DNA が近い遠いとか。だから、その、近親交配とか防げるとかね、自動的に。だから、まあ、合コンなりナンパなり何でもいいけど、それで出会った相手を無意識にこう品定めしてるわけじゃない。そこで、あ、この人とやれそうとか、この人と絶対無理だなとか、なんかやりたくないなとかあるわけじゃん。そのこういうふうにもう亜種が相手だとさ、どうなんだろうね。どういう。
Oh, these Neanderthal chicks are so hot.You know,
well, I actually saw that it was usually the other way around. So,
oh, really?
Neanderthal の男性と Homo sapiens の女性っていう組み合わせが多分多かったっぽいみたいな。その遺伝子の。
But they lost the war, which is kind of weird.
So.
So wouldn't they? Wouldn't it?
だからなんか共存してたとしたらなんか。わかる気がする。なんかホモセピエンスの方がちょっとこう弱っぽいじゃないけど、フェミニンっぽい見た目だったとして、幼いというか。で、ニアンデルタルがこう何強くてマッチョみたいなだったら、あ、ニアンデルタル人にとってはホモセピエンスの女子が人気あるみたいな。でもそういう話じゃないんだろうな、きっとな、現実は。
Well, it could have been both. There could have been some Neanderthal Pocahontas or some human Pocahontas.
だから地域によってはきっとあったんじゃないかと私は思ってんだけど、どうなんだろう、あの専門家の人がいたら、なんていうの、資源がたくさんあれば別に争う必要ないっていうか、争うことの方がリスクが大きいわけじゃない、お互い。だからその野生のさ、肉食動物とかもこうやたらめったら襲ったり戦ったりとかしないわけじゃん。もちろん自分にもリスクがあまりに大きいから。そうするとね、な気候が温暖ですごくこう資源が豊富とかってなると、普通に仲良く暮らすまではいかなくても、ちょっとした交流があって別に特に敵対してないみたいな。のが一部いたとしてもおかしくないんじゃないかって勝手に素人的には思っちゃうけど。
I mean, I think it's possible. I mean, there's great variation in modern human beings racially today, you know, in terms of physicality and whatnot. And
or I mean, there were maybe like その advocates みたいな人がいたかもしれないじゃん。
What do you mean?
わかる。
Like humans that are pro Neanderthal or something?
Yeah, or vice versa. 何もいや戦ってたらもうお互いマイナスしかないから仲良くした方が絶対いいよって言ってた人ももしかしてその当時にいたかもしれないし。
There can only be one, and now they're all dead. It seems like, from reading some of this research, that one of the major advantages could have been communication. Homo sapiens had more sophisticated language, which allowed for superior coordination. So teamwork among Homo sapiens, and both in the hunting realm, which is predominantly men, and in gathering. So you need to have sophisticated language to communicate gathering, you know, where resources are. And by using language, it seems, we were able to have more efficient villages that were able to feed their people better. And that difference in population numbers contributed greatly to the eventual human win, if you want to call it that. Someone will make a video game about this, I'm sure. You go around clubbing Neanderthals or vice versa.
I don't know. That feels too brutal.
It's worth zombies you can kill, but not Neanderthals. How do we feel about Neanderthals? Do we like them? Are they tried to kill us? So we're like, yeah, fuck those guys. Or are we like, oh, we feel bad because we're like holding the dead body of this Neanderthal. It's like, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry we killed. At one point, there was one Neanderthal left on Earth. There was like one guy, and he was like, wow, I'm the last Neanderthal. And I'm about to be. I'm the last Neanderthal on Earth.
どうやってそれが起きたのか分かんないから不思議だよねすごく。
Did he leave a message? Probably not. He just got clubbed over the head.
Or maybe he lived till, you know,
30. He lived a really long, super long.
Wow, yeah.
We have it so soft. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Would you want to be in a global warfare with Neanderthals where we're like physically weaker
and
like just dealing with the lions and stuff was bad enough, but now we got like these like off humans, you know, they were us. Yeah. That's the crazy thing. They were us. They literally part of us was like, you know what? We're going to go over there and let you know how it is. And they leave. And they never come back. And we're like, what? Those guys never came back. And then we try to leave too. And then we run into them. But now they're monsters. And we're like, what happened to you guys?
And then,
now we need to kill each other. Because we spent too much time apart. And now we don't understand each other anymore.
Yeah, だから今マイケルが言ったみたいな感じでそれを把握してれば多分そうなんなかったよね。その同じところから来たって。You know, もう覚えてないわけじゃん。何万年とか。
But they didn't. There wasn't a maintained line, right? If there was a maintained like channel.
まあその あなたはみたいななんかあなたは何十年前にうちを出た何々さんちの祖先の方々みたいなさ。
like happens in Inaka sometimes.
だからそういう知識が多分ないからもう誰みたいな。誰っていうか何この人たちみたいな見た目も違うし言葉もよくわかんないしちゃんと喋れてないし怖みたいな感じだったのかね。
Do you think that'll happen when humans go to Mars?
だからポピュレーションを維持できるぐらいの数の人が火星に降り立ってでまあ、いろいろインフラとかも整ってあここでサステナブルに暮らせますねってなった時点で何かしらの出来事があってソーラーフレアかなんか分かんないけど何かがあって火星との交信が途絶えたままそれこそ何万年何十万年って経ってしまったらもう亜種みたいに、まあ、お互いなってるわけだよねだって、
Can we still get along?Values will shift just by being somewhere else.
なんか見た目の特徴とかも、何どっちの方が背が高い低いとかっていうのはあるだろうし。
Well, like everything will be so different. I think. After some time, the Mars, you know, the people that go to Mars are a very particular type of people, right? They're self-selecting to go to Mars.
Yeah.
They have a certain kind of mentality. And they're probably less scared, less worried, more ambitious.
Resilient.
They probably don't have shitty, you know, habits or I don't know. They're probably like, you got to be solid to be sent to Mars. I'm assuming, you know, they're not just sending some...
couch potatoes
cheetah finger you know dude that's not doing anything And one thing that's interesting about this is Mars is sort of the next destination, the next continent for humankind, right? And we're talking about where we came from, fighting with Neanderthals. But we actually come from chimpanzees, essentially, right? And chimpanzees have a serious attitude problem. Like, they are the most triggered.
I'm so like, scared of
vengeful.
Them.
Like, they get so angry over nothing. You know that chimpanzee that, like, ripped the woman's face off?
I mean,
that's just one. That's just one chimpanzee. I don't want to, like, you know, throw shade on every chimpanzee that's ever lived. I mean, some of them are, you know, Pankun's cool, right? He seems super chill. He's not going to rip anyone's face off. I mean, who knows what's going on behind the scenes? But if you, you know, monkeys will hold a grudge, and they like get upset and they like throw tantrums. They get angry in a way that other animals do not. Other animals, they don't really get angry, you know?
Yeah.
Like dogs don't really, cats, they don't, like, you know? It's not like the monkey is living in some sophisticated world, you know, where he has like modern human problems that would make him angry. He's living in that primitive world where the complexity of what's going on is similar to what a dog experiences or whatever else. He's a bit smarter, but he's so frustrated. He gets angry, right? And I really think humans have inherited that from chimpanzees, that there's like this frustration.
Yeah, we definitely share that.
Underlying, and like any human can revert to like a raging chimpanzee if the right set of things go wrong, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at any 2-year-old, you know, they have this tantrum, and I guess it's because we have language or masare toka mo sa, they're really social, right? So they communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And usually these tantrums, well, at least with human children, なんていうの、その 伝わらないとか分かってもらえないとか そこから来るイライラみたいな
They're not being understood.
I don't know if, you know, that's what chimps are going through. I'm not familiar with them, but
I think we're more familiar than we think with what they experience. You know,
they're just way stronger.
They're a lot stronger. They don't look strong. I always, like, my brain tells me, oh, you could beat that chimp up. But
then
I know it'll just rip my arms off.
Yeah. That's kawaii toka janai de majide.
Are they that strong, though? What about, like, a 2-year-old chimp. Like a baby chimp. I could beat up a baby chimp.
That's so bad. Yamete.
I'm not going to, but
I don't, it's like 2歳 no chimp no size kan toka mo nani mo wakan, like, chimp kuwashiku nai kara na.
Is it similar to
ano daka yappa josei no kao ga rip off sareta? っていうあれ何どフロリダかな決めつける。でもまあとにかくそのニュースがやっぱりなんか衝撃的すぎてその印象があまりにも強いから。
Did you see her after?
Like, what? No.
Oh.
でもこう何ペット用のさ ちっちゃい猿いるじゃん。なんか人気、一時期人気あった。
ああ、マーモセット?
あ、そうそうそう。 あれとかも、こう、かわいいかわいいとか言って簡単に、こう、ペットで飼う人がいるけど、 こう、なんか赤ちゃんの時とかは飼いやすいみたいな。 だけどやっぱり大人になると、当然、何、複雑だから、その気分とかもあるし、 なんていうの反抗期みたいなのとかもあったりしてすっごく難しいんだって
What was the problem with those? Are they not endangered or what's going on with those things? But you're not supposed to have marmoseto or it's like there's, I don't know, are they, is there less of them? I don't know anything about
them. わかんない。わかんない。でもとにかくその気軽な気、やっぱ猿っていうのは本当に難しいみたいな読んだことある。まあ、そのちっちゃいからとか可愛いからとかそのちっちゃめのサイズの種類だからとかあんまり関係ないというかすごい複雑だから難しいみたいな猫とか犬とは全然違う
One of my friends had a monkey had one of those marmoseto I never hung out with it though but she said it was chill
I don't even
it was someone else's it was someone else she had to babysit this monkey for someone else
okay
so and I guess I don't know how do you ask someone to babysit your monkey is that like more responsibility than like a dog or I don't know how easily those things die you know like a marmoseto But if you like sat on it or something, it's gone, right?
Yeah, don't sit on it. What?
like on accident. I wouldn't deliberately sit yeah, on a don't marmoseto. Sit on it. I'm saying on accident. No one does that on purpose.
見た目も人間に近いからそういう意味でも怖いよね。まあなんか近くないから平気ってことはもちろんないけど、でもやっぱりこう、なんていうのね。例えば病気になって寝込んでる姿とかさ。
Oh、
ちっちゃい人間みたいなもんじゃん。なんかそれ見てるだけでもストレスがすごそう。なんていうんだろうね。その熱が出るとか。
Do you just use tiny versions of human stuff for marmoseto? You know, if it has a fever, you put like a tiny ice bag on its head and like.
Maybe I don't know. なんかそういうの考えると飼うとか怖くてもう考えられない。Anyway, 次。
The United States presidential election was held on Tuesday, November 3rd. While most polls and the mainstream media projected wide margins for former Vice President Joe Biden, the election so far has been extremely close, with several key states remaining to be called. As of November 4th, many ballots remain to be counted and the election result remains uncertain. Both Joe Biden and President Donald Trump held press conferences following the initial election results,claiming that they were winning key states and were set to win the election. Trump, while marginally ahead, suggested that ballot counting should end on election day and stated, "We will win this, and as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it." Trump also indicated that his administration would be taking legal action in order to prompt an investigation into election fraud, potentially initiating a recount in certain states.The winner of the election is expected to be inaugurated on January 20th, 2021.
今週火曜日、米大統領選挙が行われました。国内の世論調査と大手メディアは、ジョー・バイデン前副大統領が有利であると予測していましたが、現時点で結果は拮抗しており、主要な州のいくつかはまだ結果が出ていません。11月4日の時点で多くの票がまだカウントされておらず、選挙結果は不確実なままです。ジョー・バイデン氏とドナルド・トランプ大統領は選挙結果の第一報を受けてそれぞれ記者会見を開き自分こそが主要な州を勝ち取っており選挙に勝つだろうと主張しましたわずかにリードしていたトランプ大統領は開票は選挙日当日に終わらせるべきだとして私たちは選挙に勝つだろう私の知る限りでは私たちはすでに勝ったのだとの声明を出しましたまたトランプ大統領は自分の政権が不正選挙に関する調査を開始するために法的措置を取り特定の州において投票結果を再度集計させる可能性があると示唆しています今回の選挙の勝者は2021年1月20日に就任する予定ですもうすでになんとなく時刻が始まってるなと思いながら見てるけどね、もうすでに法的措置を講じているよねだってトランプは、
うん、
ミシガンとウィスコンシンかな、
うん、
なんか集計を一時停止しろって言って提訴してるし、うん、もはやだから Well, もうすでに。
Didn't I say that something like this was going to happen?
まあみんなね、
Whoever won the election, there was going to be, you know, this whole process that would sort of prolong the result, you know.
そうで
Just
今
like 2016.
今 AP のやつだと、ジョー・バイデンが264、ドナルド・トランプ214。ただまだ空いてないのがあるので。
You need 270.
ネバダとか。いや。ネバダがだからまだ。
It's pretty close, Nevada. Trump has caught up in Nevada a bit. It's 49.3 to 48.7. So there's a 3-point differential. Well, 0.3% differential there, which is quite... It's only a difference of 8,000 votes.
Yeah.
And if Trump wins Nevada, assuming he holds on to Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, he will win the election. I don't know what the nature is of the remaining votes, but they still have 25% of the votes. One out of four votes in Nevada have not been counted yet. So, yeah, so that's what's going on.
まだね、結果が出てないからあれなんだけど、その私の、あ、だからこの間さ、ネットで、ネットというかアプリのサービスでカウンセリング始めたって言ったじゃん。でそのメールベースで見つけてもらったって言ったんだけど、やっぱりメールベースはやめて電話にしたのね。そしたら新しいそのカウンセラーの人がオースティンに住んでるって言ってて、I talked to her last Saturday and she was like、もう何選挙の後に暴動とかにどっちが勝っても多分大変なことになるから、あの大学生とかで親元離れてる子たちはみんな親のところに帰ってきてるみたいな、なんか心配だからって言って、で彼女はまあなんかどっかのミリタリーベースかなんかの近くに住んでるから自分はそんなに心配してないけど、でもまあどっちにしろすごいケアスになると思うから心配って言ってた。
They have boarded up all the stores and likeNew York and
it's crazy.
All sort of, I mean, obviously the usual places like I don't know, Portland, Seattle.
まあ当然なんかこのずっとスイングステイツをみんな注目してるからすごい拮抗してるなと思うけど、DC はすごいよね。差がトランプが 5% とか。
Yeah, DC is almost 100%.
そうだからホワイトハウスがあるところ、まあ地元っちゃ地元。はね、すごいやっぱり嫌だったんだなっていう感じで。
Well, it's sort of, you know, the political establishment lives in D.C. And obviously Trump is not the political establishment. He came from completely outside of that, so.
これなんかさ、その集計をいつまでに終わらせなきゃいけないっていう、こうちゃんとした法律がないの？そのなんか報道でさ、あこの週は今日はここで終わりにしますってなって、あやっぱりもうちょっと続けますとか、なんかそのさ結構 back and forth っていうか情報がコロコロ変わったりとかして、well,
So there has been unprecedented mail-in ballots mail-in voting for this election and because of that certain states have sort of created a window for those ballots to be counted becauseThe postal service is not working perfectly either.
Yeah.
And there are also ballots from overseas, you know, that are dealing with different postal services that are not working very well either. Because, you know, those envelopes usually are put on airplanes and there aren't that many airplanes flying right now. So they're not able to piggyback off of the, you know, that industry to get their mail sent around.So it depends by the state. I would prefer there was a hard deadline on a national level. So we kind of just, you know, we know when the result is the result. Because right now we don't know when the result is the result. And there's some states that are like, oh yeah, we won't know until like next week. Or we won't, you know, or they won't have, they wouldn't have counted enough ballots to have a determination, and to, you know, for many days on, supposedly. And it's because the ballots can be, I guess if it's postmarked November 3rd, as long as it is marked November 3rd, it can come in on the 5th, on the 7th, on the whatever. And so there are people that are worried about some, you know, fraud within the postmarking system, or and I personally know someone that received a ballot and they're not a U.S. citizen. They got it in the mail at an address. No one there is a citizen. And that was in Arizona. And Arizona is being contested, obviously, right now. And some people are saying that they were they were given pens that can't be read by the voting machine. And they were they were told to use that pen by the polling station. So, and then we have their stuff on. Trump has tweeted a bunch of stuff that's not verified. I'm not sure if it's verifiable, but he's posted thing. He's retweeted things that other people posted, and Twitter has blocked all of it. Trump's whole Twitter feed is blocked, and the retweets and replies and likes are disabled for most of them also. So Trump is saying there's voter fraud, and he's trying to share what he thinks is evidence of voter fraud. So he has, he's sharing like screenshots that are showing that in Michigan, the votes for Biden jumped by like 30,000 votes or something, and the Trump number stayed exactly the same. It didn't even go up by one vote. Now, I don't know if that's like a, you know, that could easily be a software bug in the thing, or something. It could, it may not even be related to the vote counting, but nobody knows. Certainly, I think we should make sure that that did not happen, because obviously that would be fraud. Yeah, we don't know what, if it's true or not true or whatever, but Twitter has gone ahead and just shut down the whole feed from Trump. So I'm not really sure what to make of that. Because I personally know someone who just told me that they received a ballot and they're not a citizen. And they're sent, apparently, they're sending ballots to people, just whoever. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
なんか普段やっぱり州ごとにこうルールが違うっていうのは、まあ、ある意味多様性があった方が一個が失敗しても全部が失敗するわけじゃないっていう意味ではいいと思うんだけど、こういう時、すごい不便そうだなと思うよね。こうでそのアブセンティーバレットとかも何日までについたやつはいいとかもさ、州によって違うじゃんルールが、だからこの州はいついつまでについたやつも集計するからまだ全然結果が出ません。あ、でもこっちの州はもう全部集計終わりましたとか。なんかこうバラバラだから何がなんだか分かんないじゃん。
It doesn't inspire more confidence in the system to have it work that way.
Yeah.
And one of the most important thing about the result is that everyone finds it reasonable and can accept it, even if, you know, begrudgingly so, or they're not happy about it. It's like, okay, you know, fine, we accept the result, and we want people to feel like it wasn't you know, a total sham, because that's when you start getting into civil war territory, and I don't think people want that. So, you know, if Trump supporters believe that there was fraud and they don't do the due diligence, they don't investigate it, people will, I don't know, get their guns or something. So I think...
まあでも、last time も同じ感じでそのコミティとかを立ち上げたわけじゃん。
Trump formed a committee sometime after, which was... But that committee was closed down maybe a year and a half ago. And it was... all of that stuff was passed off to Homeland Security.
Yeah.
And they're in charge of election integrity. Auditing, I guess.
いや絶対フラッドだ、フラッドだって言うんだったらさ、その4年間あったわけだから、その仕組みをどうにか改善するとかさ、なんかそれをやればよかったじゃんって思っちゃうんだけどね。その今になってそんな簡単にさ、そんな簡単に不正できるんだったら、それは相手の陣営だけじゃなくて自分の陣営もやってる可能性ってのはもちろんあるわけだし、そんな簡単に不正できる選挙なんだった、それ自体がまず問題だから、なんでそれを是正しなかった、4年もあったわけだからさ、なぜそれを、その仕組み自体を見直したり改善しようとしなかったのに、今ここですごい文句言うっていうのはどういう心理なんだろうって思っちゃうけどね。
私、You mean Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, Trump's been talking about this stuff for years. And he was talking about it in the last election. Well, you can't really have a... There's no way for one political party to change the voting system. You're gonna need both. It's just, if you had a system where one party could change it, and the Democrats have actively been fighting in opposition to the Republicans for policies that, I mean, obviously they're diametrically opposed. So any policy that could help this side won't help the other, and that's the whole point of advocating for it. You know, so it's very, very difficult to, I think, change the system. So Trump was opposing the mail-in ballot thing because it opens some possibility of, you know, voter impersonation, dead voters, sending ballots to people who aren't citizens, you know, because they were just sending the ballots out. And I can't believe that I was able to personally confirm that happened, that they sent ballots out to people that were non-citizens. I don't even know what to think about that. But there are interstate duplicates, intrastate duplicates. There are many kinds of fraud that do happen. None of them have happened at significant scale, but this election is unprecedented in the scale of the mail-in ballots. So I think there should be some, you know, they do need to go through the process of validating all the votes. If they want to count it, recount it, count it backwards, whichever way you want, whatever you want to do. I mean, I think people are going to need to be patient. I don't think this will be in tomorrow or the day after. I think this is going to be a month, 2 month process.
Yeah. だから国民にとっては何のいいこともないよね。だってその、じゃあ、メイリングバレットに問題がある可能性があります。まあ、不正の余地があるかもしれませんってなって、それをこう、声高に言うっていうのは、それは自分に不利だって分かってるからじゃん。なので、その国民側に何かインセンティブがあるっていうよりかは、その候補者当人たちの問題というかさ、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、その国が良くなるための議論っていうよりかは、単純にこう本当に勝ち負けの話にされちゃってるっていうか。
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
This is the first quantum superposition president we've ever
had. Yeah, so really so that.
The president has gone into superposition.
本当だよ。生きてるか死んでるか。だってなんかこれ本当にさ、このなんていうの、何パーセントとかを見ててもさ、意味がないというか、ね、昨日からずっとこう、あ、今こうなった、今こうなったとかさ、なんかそれをみんな見てすごい言ってるけど。
Well, anyone, anyone that was paying really close attention was in for somewhat an emotional roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, Biden's got it. It's like, oh my God, oh, Biden's screwed. Oh no, this is looking really bad, guys. I think, you know. And then it's like, oh, wait a second.
So,
Wisconsin's turning back.
Yeah.
There might be a chance. And then it's
本当サッカーみたいな感じ、時間かかるって意味でもサッカーみたいな感じでこう。
I mean, the thing is, regardless of who wins, this election is so unbelievably close
yeah.
that personally, yes, I would just call it a tie. Because it's like close enough. Just call it a tie. To say the election was a tie.
どうすんのそれで?
And then they can arm wrestle or something. Thumb war.
おじいちゃん同士。おじいちゃん同士の腕相撲。なんか心臓細とかになりそうやめてほしいんだけど。いやな、いやそうね。最初本当に、あ、これ、あれちょっと待って、トランプめっちゃ強いじゃんって思って。
Well, he got Florida and Texas.
そう、あれって感じだったけど、今日はね、あ、でもバイデン追い上げてきたからなとか。
So、まあ、Wisconsin and Michigan.When they were at like 97-98% counted,、the Biden votes jumped up significantly and they flipped.、No one even thought they were going to flip, not even the Democrats.、Yeah. They're like, wow, it looks just like 2016. It's exactly the same.
最後にメーリングバレットを開けたからみたいなこと言ってるよね。でも。
We don't know.
だからそれがやっぱりバイデンの方が強い。
So there were indications like, oh, this county is really Democrat and this one hasn't been counted yet. And, you know, so it doesn't all come in evenly. And there's also the absentee ballots, which will be arriving from U.S. military. I don't know what sort of impact that will have.
でもさ、今回、前回よりもだから投票率が全然違う。まあ全体の投票率はまだ。わかんない？もうわかってる？まあ、とにかくそのメーリングバレットの数がすごすぎるから、投票率がすごい上がってると考えられますって言って、そこからやっぱり、まあ、ちょっとディプレッシングなのは、なんだろう、結局その前回投票しなかった人が今回投票したとしても、結局分断されてるってことなんだよね。
Yeah, the election map looks almost exactly the same as it did in 2016. The only difference is Arizona, and that's because people from California moved to Arizona. And from, I guess, Colorado moved to Arizona.
例えばだけど、仮に前回じゃあトランプが勝ちました。で、それが嫌だって思ってる。嫌だったのに、いいやと思って投票しなかった人が今回投票してバイデンが簡単に勝ちましたみたいなだったら、あ、実際そんなにすごい分断されてるわけじゃないんだなみたいなさ。
Well, Biden and Hillary are different people, right?
Yeah. まあそうなんだけど、なんか
You can't tell by looking at the map.
増えた結果こんなにやっぱり拮抗してるっていうのが、だけな昨日だっけな、うちの夫が言ってたけど、もう本当に何違う国にすればいいのにって思うけど、やっぱ地理的に難しいからねみたいなこと言ってて。
But the diversity is what makes it a great country that people have different ideas, you know. So.
そうなんだけど。
People say like just cut Florida off and just, you know, have them deal with their own crap. But Florida probably makes the whole country better in some way.
だからいろんなアイデアがあって真逆なアイデアもあって、それがすごいいい。だそれをみんながアプリシエイトしてる状態だったらいいんだ、いいよねってなるけど、別にアプリシエイトしてないじゃん。
Should just call it a draw.
でもただただただただストレスなだけでさ、だからまあ特にね、夫は家族、まあ親戚もフロリダに住んでるから、あ、フロリダみたいな感じだったけど。
Well, yeah, I guess people were somewhat surprised by Florida.You know, Biden will be the oldest president ever in the entire history of the United States. He might be the oldest president of any country. I'm not sure. But he's turning 78. He will be 78 this month.
言い間違えとかも多いし、なんかここぞっていうところの言い、ま、なんか真逆の言い間違いみたいなのも何回かあったし。
He doesn't know what state he's in.
なんかこう、
It's concerning to me. I don't think he'll serve his full term, honestly. He has too many brain gaffes that are like severe.
それでもきっとね、投票してる人たちは別にそれはいいんじゃない？
Are they voting for Kamala?
それもあるんじゃない、やっぱり。と思うけど。
Kamala was really unpopular in the primaries.
Right. まあ結構ネガティブな記事も見たけど。
Like、she did really bad in the primaries. And then she's gonna be president? That's weird.
でもどっちにしろなんか今回やっぱね この2つから選ぶんかみたいな感じだからどっちにしろなんじゃないの。本当に分かんないよねこれ。だっていつ分かるのよ。これいつ分かるのかも分かんないでしょ。でもネバーラはいつ分かるのじゃ。それも分かんないの。
Could be another day or so. If Nevada is called for Biden, then it'll be over, I think. If Nevada is called for Trump, then we're going to have to wait and see about Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina.
今ギリちょっとバイデンがリードしてる。
It's very small lead.
って言っても、48.7 対 49.3 だからね。
Yeah.
超ギリなんだよね。
And
いやこれはね。
Arizona, I think, has been called by the Associated Press, but has not been called by a lot of other media. Mm-hmm. And it's unclear whether that's still in play. This whole, like, calling it thing is
weird,
right?
そう、それも意味わかんないんだけど、私は。なんでその一部のメディアだけ勝手にこう、当確っていうか、確定ですみたいに先走って言ったりとかするじゃん?
Yeah, that's AP.And everyone sort of just follows them. And that's sort of how it's been. But they called Arizona and a lot of people were like, no, that's not really mathematically the right thing to do yet. It might be called now, I'm not sure. But... Do you think Joe Biden will serve his full term, 4 years?He will be 82, 83. I mean, how old is he going to be?
I don't know. Some people live till, you know, 120 or something, right? I don't know. わかんないけど。
Why can't we have... I know some people don't like Elon. God damn it. What's wrong with everyone? This is how politics makes you feel, right? It's like, those people are so crazy. Why can't they just... And everyone on both sides are just perfectly doing that.And it won't go to a draw. I don't think we'll have two presidents. That would be very weird. Do you think we'll have two presidents?
What? How?
It's good. Because if Joe Biden says, so let's say Nevada goes to Biden and Biden declares victory, right? And then Trump has basically declared victory. I mean, some people are interpreting, I don't think that's what he really meant. What did he say?
No, but he said it. He said it, though.
No, he said, as far as... He said, we will win this. So the whole time he's saying, you know, we haven't won it yet, right? That's what he's implying.
Yeah.
That they're still trying to win it. And then he said, and as far as I'm concerned, we have already won it. So, like, in his own mind, personally, for him, for Trump, he's not trying to impose this on the rest of the world. He's saying... We already won it.
Why would you say that?
And as far as I'm concerned,
why would you say that? It's weird. I mean,
Trump thing he could say, though.
Yeah, but these weird things have been normalized. You know, like
nothing's normal
anymore. You're running for the president, and まだ結果出てないのに普通言わないでしょ。We've won. As far as I'm concerned, we've won. Like, why would you say that? That's so stupid.
He always says both, right? he says the thing he's supposed to say, and then he says, like, another version.
だからこうやって言ってくださいねって言ったことに勝手につけ出すからでしょ?だからそれおかしなことになるんでしょ?
Because think about it. He says, we will win this, right? So what does that mean? It means they haven't won
it yet. They haven't won yet.
It's in the future, right?And as far as I'm concerned, we have already won it. Now it's past tense, right?
どっちなんだよ。 he's got... じゃないんだよ、だから。
and that's...
がおかしいんだよ。
Yeah, so... I don't know. I wouldn't take that too seriously. A lot of the media is saying that Trump is saying that he won the election. He's trying to say he's a crazy dictator, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he was saying, you know, we will win this. We will go to court, you know. So it seems like he's following the legal process. And, you know, he's not trying to... just totally, I don't know,
stay there,
take over or something. he just gets a lawn chair on the White House lawn and he just starts living on the White House lawn.
でもなんかやりかねないというか、やりかねないというかさ、その今回じゃあ本当にギリでバイデンが勝ちましたってなったら、絶対その今提訴してる分とか、あ、voter fraud です言うわけじゃん。で、これは、この結果は自分はアクセプトできない。なぜならこれは不正だからですって言って。
うん。Is it better?
居座り続ける、続けようとする可能性。があるのかないのか本当はどうなのか分かんないけど容易に想像できてしまうというかさ。
He said that while he was winning, you know, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think, and he said, we don't want them finding, you know, a bunch of ballots at 4 in the morning, right? And they did find a bunch of ballots at 4 in the morning. I don't know about found, but they counted a bunch of ballots that were in Biden's favor. So in Trump's mind, he's like, he must be like, I knew it. You know, I knew they were going to, you know, put all these Biden votes in at the last second and try to stop me from being elected. So I just hope the U.S. can just be patient and be diligent with a process that irons this whole thing out. I don't feel like there's a whole lot of patience. I feel like everyone's like, give us the answer right now. Like,
まあ、who won? だからこの、who このね、仕組みというかその。
The rioters don't know what to do. They're all standing outside. Yeah. It's like, wait, should we riot or should we celebrate
or
not? What should we do, guys? Should we go to Krispy Kreme?
だっていつ結果が分かるかも分かんないし、すぐひっくり返るし、なんか、ね、みんな、でも気になって見ちゃうだろうから。
うん。
ただただストレスみたいな。
It could be called today, you know, if Nevada goes Biden, it's over.
Yeah.
We don't know. I mean, I guess we'll have to wait for the investigations in regardless of how Nevada's called, right? Because, you know, Trump could try to have a recount of Wisconsin or, I don't know, somewhere, right? And then we're going to have to wait for a recount. It could go to the Supreme Court. Or it'd probably be, I don't know, where do they take this stuff? House of Representatives?
なんだろうね。だから私はやっぱりあのニュージーランドのアーダーン首相をアイドライズしてるからそう思うのかもしれないけど、こう、なんだろう。この間オバマ大統領が、あの、まあ、前大統領が、あのバスケのさボールをなんかパッと受け取ってポーンと投げてこうファッとゴールしてなんか This is what I do オバマ、なんか This is what I do じゃないけどなんか、まあ、かっこいいセリフを言ってこうさっそうと去っていくみたいなちょっとした動画がなんかバイラルになってて、
well, それ見た時 He was just shooting a like a was it
he was he was,
was
just
it behind、
walking.
the 3-point line or
he was just walking through the なんかgym or whatever maybe it's a school I don't really know まあでもとにかくこうなんていうのもう完璧なわけでこう彼はさやっぱりプレゼンもすごい上手だしスピーチもすごくこうカリスマ的というか上手でこうなんていうのアメリカの政治家の鏡みたいな感じだったわけじゃんだその見せ方っていうのがあって
Well,
見せ方が完璧っていう。
I think he's kind of been glorified by the presence of Trump. You know, since Trump showed up, everyone was like, oh my god, Obama was like so smooth.
でもなんだろう、それがなんていうんだろうね。ある意味、本当じゃないっていうかさ、そのプレゼン能力みたいな。その本当の彼が家でどんな感じなのかは全然わかんないけど、あの、まあ、とにかく見せ方をわかってる。政治家ってこういう感じだよねみたいな その正しいことそのなんだろうねスピーチライターが書いたことをすごくうまく言うと か
それの I forget speech writers though
それのこう反動でさ自分の言葉で好きかっていう人、家でもこんな感じなんだろうな家族の前でもこんな感じなんだろうなみたいなリアルな人が欲しいその政治家のフェイクっぽい感じその完璧っぽい感じもいらない その嘘つくのやめてくれってなのが振り切れた結果トランプになっちゃったわけじゃん、
うん、
なんかそれを経てさあじゃあやっぱりこうフェイクさはないにしろそのじゃあめちゃくちゃ何でも言っちゃえみたいなのも困るからでアーダーンさんみたいなさああいう感じのバランス取れた人がいいねってなればよかったんだけどそういう人がいなかったっていうなんかいなくてバイデンしかいなかったっていう
Is that true though? Like, I don't really... So Biden was well known for plagiarizing and I'm sure you've heard Rogan talk about this but the comedians in California would have like Joe Biden night where they would do each other's bits as a joke andI never thought Biden was a good candidate. I don't think that he will be a good president. And I don't think Trump is the best possible candidate either, or the best president either. I don't know why we always end up with,
I guess that's what everyone's wondering.
I don't really understand. There's so many like super smart, capable people that are, you know, more in touch. I don't want to judge their style or how any of this stuff, you know, and I wish other people wouldn't look at it too much either. Like just the aesthetics of being president or.
なんかやっぱ authenticity というかさ、こう質問に答えないとか、答えてるようで答えないみたいな、それがうまくやってるっていうことになるわけじゃん、政治家として。
You have to be able to lead. And I don't know if Biden is really a leader. I feel like people are telling him what to say. People are pointing things out to him. His wife is like, no, it's not George. It's Donald, you know. And I feel like Biden is not a leader. That's sort of how I feel about it.
まあなんかそういう印象もあるしね。こう副大統領ずっとこうさ、チームでやってて、Vice President だったから。
He has brain damage. He's had the top of his skull cut off. He's had multiple brain surgeries. You know, he's not that sharp. And compared to the smart people in the United States, are you kidding me? There's so many super smart people. Smart, capable, driven people. You know, and this guy's like... 80 and like
でもやっぱだから普通の人はやりたくないんだよでやっぱ結果そうじゃないその政治家ってだからなんでこういう人がなっちゃうんだとかなんでこんな世襲の人ばっかり全然こう人々とか国のことなんてどうでもよくて自分の利権ばっかりのなんでこの人がなるのかなもっといい人たくさんいるのにと思うけどそういう人はやらないんだよね結局だってなんならこう暗殺される可能性だってあるしもう何してもすごい批判されるし自分の顔がその辺中に貼られてさもうプライバシーも全くない
This is exactly what Trump has been saying. He's like, I had a great life. You know, I didn't need to do all this, you know. And I do wonder, like, because he was doing, like, I don't know how many rallies per day, but it was just something absurd, you know. Trump was like,just rally 24/7. I think he did 5 rallies in one day. And then he was doing that like day after day after day after day. I mean, I don't know how, you know, I was trying to keep up with what's going on. It's like, okay, it's like way too many rallies. Like,per day.
And he's, サポートシステムもすごいらしいよね。そのキャンペーン、まあ各地の。ローカルのキャンペーン例えばそのローンに置くサインとか、
mm-hmm.
それもオーガナイズしてる人たちがいるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
それもこう今回やっぱりドナルド・トランプのチームの人たちの方がもう全然プロアクティブだし、mm-hmm. すごい素早くでピンポンピンポンってしたりとか電話したりとか、
mm-hmm.
そういうのもバイデン陣営がちょっと遅れを取ってしまったみたいなことは言ってたけど
Yeah, I think the consensus is that Biden underperformed in a lot of areas and the ground game of Trump was much better than Biden. I think part of that has to do with the pandemic. You know, Biden's message doesn't jive with having, you know, huge rallies everywhere and doing the groundwork, knocking on doors. How can you be knocking on people's doors, you know, in a pandemic? So,
出現だらけだし、こう、まあ、人種の問題とかいろんな問題があって、なんだろうね、こうビーツする相手としては本当にそんなに大変じゃなさそうって思っちゃうんだけど、そうでもないんだよね。だから、
I think both campaigns are formidable. You know, Joe Biden raised a lot of money, a ton of money. They had tons of money. And, you know, Trump's campaign wasn't taking those same sorts of donations. So, there is certainly a significant difference there in terms of spending on advertising.
その仕組みも謎だよね、アメリカの。
The fundraise, the taking money from corporations and stuff? Banks?
Yeah. Yeah, like, なんか Bloomberg とかもそうじゃん。Oh, like, he's rich, so, you know, he can use so much money.
I forgot about Bloomberg. He literally tried to buy the election.
Yeah, like, how is that? How is it okay? How is it legal? なんか意味わかんないじゃん。ちょうどその時にアメリカから友達が、あの、まあ、日本に1年ぐらいかな、いたのよ、その期間中に。で、まあ、彼女は日本の都知事選かなんかの、そのポスター、前言ったっけ、なんかポスターが貼られるあの台みたいなのあるじゃん、あの1、2、3とか書いてあってさ、みんなが同じスペース割り当てられてるみたいな。それを見て、これは何なのかって言うから、あ、これ都知事選があるからそれぞれの候補者がここにポスター貼るんだよって言ったら、あ、素晴らしいって言ってたもん。そのちゃんとこうお金の、誰が金持ちで選挙にお金をどんだけかけられるとかの問題っていうよりかは、その平等なスペースが割り当てられるわけじゃん。
Yeah, Biden did tons of fundraising from, you know, big corporations and stuff, and Trump said he didn't do any of that.
だ、そのさ、キャップというか、それがないわけ？なんか、すごい不思議なんだよ。
I don't know how true it is, but you know, Trump was saying like, oh, I could have, you know, taken money from this corporation and that corporation, and, but I didn't want to do what Joe Biden is doing. I don't really know what the rules are with, like, I don't know, the PACs.
そう、だからそれが、それができる仕組みがまず、なんかそれまで考えたことなかったけど、やっぱ Bloomberg のことを見たときに、え、ちょっと待って、これやっぱおかしくない？そう、なんか、すごい金持ちだったら、
He just seems like such a, like, I don't know, a villain or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't care what your policies are. You just, you can't do it this way.
So.
And then, like, so openly, too.
So, so, so.
So openly.
だから、まあ、彼のせいっていうよりかは、だからそれを allow してる仕組みがあるわけじゃん。それがびっくりした。
How old is Bloomberg? Is he older than Biden?
わかんない。
God, it's becoming contest for who's the oldest.
He's 78.
Oh.
So, みんな同級生だよ、ほぼ。
So he's the same age as Biden.
Yeah, right? So Biden's 77, Bloomberg 78, Bernie's 79, Trump is 74.
Well, Biden's turning 78 this
month.
So
Trump was making fun of Biden's age, right? So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, 3歳しか変わんないだろうって思ったけど。
A lot has changed. A lot has changed in those 3-4 years. It makes a big difference. If you know someone that's 70 and you know someone that's, you know. I have interacted with, and I guess have an allele for, you know, ninsho and people that have that kind of dementia that happens to a lot of people as you get older.
And yeah, I mean, if
I really
if
think
Trump
that he has
to...
the signs.
No, I mean, if Trump wants to make fun of Biden for his age in front of his family at the at family dinner, you know, whatever, like, do it. But if you want to do it publicly, that...
I'll make fun of Joe Biden's age publicly right now. We can't have a 78-year-old...
But Trump is 74. It's only 3-4 year difference.
Yeah, but he's not...
3 years.
He's not confusing which state he's in or saying he's running for the Senate or confusing his girlfriend for his wife or whatever the hell's going on in those situations. His
but
sister for
know,
his wife.
But you never know what happens to Trump either, right? In the next 4 years.
Yeah, it's possible, but you can't go in with Ninsho. That's crazy. You have to get Ninsho later. That's what happened to Reagan, right? He developed Ninsho partway through, and he had to excuse himself. I don't know if he served his whole term or what, but I think it was Reagan. He developed dementia while he was in office, partly because of the stress. And if Biden right. goes into office, the stress will frizzle his mind. I mean, I would have dementia after 1 month under that much stress. I don't know. I just think they're all too old, including Trump. Trump is surprisingly energetic for his age.
Yeah.
He has too much energy. People say he's like doing cocaine or something. I don't know. I don't think he's doing anything like that. I think he's just something's up with his brain. who does all these rallies day after day after day, and then when they see that the election is close, they freak out and they say that there's, you know, we gotta go to court and we gotta, you know, he's still going at 1,000 miles per hour, right? I would have just gone to bed. Whatever happens, happens. You know? Yeah, that's what happens.
でもだからやっぱりね、ニュージーランド見てると、そのあ、みんなおかしくないと政治家できないわけじゃないんだ。なんか
I like New Zealand, but it's like really small and it's mostly sheep.
Yeah, そのもちろんね、規模が小さいっていつもいつも指摘されるわけだし、
It's smaller than like a state.
だからできるんだみたいな言われるけど、そのなんて言うんだろう、そういう優しい人優しい普通の誠実な人は政治家として生きていけないとか、政治家になって成功できないじゃないかって勝手に思い込まされてたけど、あ、そういうわけじゃないんだ。逆にこういう方がみんなが信頼してうまくいくこともあるじゃん。
But would she negotiate good deals with other countries like China?
I don't know, we'll see.Right?
Well, that's one of the most important things going forward.
She doesn't look like a pushover either. You know?
Yeah. But I didn't think Obama was a pushover, but he kind of was a little pushy overy.
Pushy overy.
I didn't mean to say overy.
Overy.
No.
まあ、本当にでもどっちにしろ。
Yeah.
どっちにしろめんどくさいことにはなるけど、でもやっぱり
Times like this, I'm just an alien. I'm hovering over the planet and I'm just watching all the humans do this to themselves. At least, you know.
でもやっぱりね、党がこうやってコロコロスイッチするっていう方が、国にとって健康的だと思うから、スイッチしたらいいんじゃないと思うけど。
What do you mean, switch?
ん？パーティーが。そのコロコロスイッチする、シフトする方が、それは日本に住んでるから思うことかもしれないけど。
But it's been a long time since an incumbent president has lost re-election, I think. So usually it's, usually it's 8 years and not 4. Right?
Yeah.
Bush was 8 years, right?
Yeah. But それでみんなに
笑う。 Obama was 8 years, right?
みんなにバカにされたでしょ、その時アメリカは。
What, that it's 8 years or when Bush got re-elected?
Yeah.
Well, who was he running against? That tree-faced? Was it Al Gore?
Maybe.
No one even remembers. It was another one of these, you know.No good option. And there were Bushes before that too.
Yep. まあでも来週はもう分かってるもんね。だから来週の週の時は。
Let me update this and see if anything has changed thus far.
いや変わってないよ。
Nope, nothing. It's exactly the same. Never mind.
変わってない。だってタイムディフェンスあるからね。
I thought they can't do this overnight. They stop. These people have to sleep.
なんかそういうユニオン、あ、だって volunteered でしょ、みんな。
Oh, really?
I don't know. My sister-in-law is helping at the pulse station.
How do you think the system should work?
I don't think she's getting
paid. I think they need to just... It needs to be like a vending machine that scans your retinas or something. You know what I mean? Like you go in...
しかもその機械が読み取れないペンを使っちゃったとかそういうのもなんかちょっと意味がわかんないんだけど。
That's what people in Arizona are saying. They're like, they gave us... They've set us up with these Sharpies and the,
and
the machine will read it.
それが本当だとしてもなんかそういう仕組みになってることが意味がわかんない。
Yeah, I think it should be more like airports. You know, you go to the airport and there's that machine and you put your passport in there and it takes a picture of your face and make sure your face is the same face you had last time and you know?
Right.
That whole thing. Now, how about you walk up to the machine and instead of your passport, or in addition to your passport, you just put the ballot in there or whatever. Something where it takes a picture of you. It's documented. It's not just some envelope showed up with scribbles on it. If it's just envelopes with scribbles and that's literally the whole system, is that count the number of envelopes with scribbles. Is this the correct scribble?
Well, that's what we have here, right?
But scribble.
That's what we have here too, but I guess... Because we have koseki, it's less complicated.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, my husband's call is going to be in 15 minutes.
LINE Stamper.
So, LINE Stamper. Store 復活。文字起こしのテキストと宿題は公式アプリから Android、iPhone、Mac、iPad チェックしてみてください。Facebook、Instagram、Twitter もやってるのでぜひお願いします。
Thank you everyone who bought stuff.
いやそうだね。なんかあの着てるところとかあの行けてる写真をぜひ見せてください皆さん。
Yep.
インスタとか Twitter で載せたいので。
お願いします。
お願いします。
はい、
おしまい。
はい。
バイ。